should be done by one who is skilled in goodness. Path of peace, let them be able and upright, straight and forward, and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, not busy with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety. May all beings be at ease, whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born. May all beings be happy. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiate kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, freed from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to false views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being free from all sense desires is not born again into this world.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you, Bhante. Just stop sharing the words. So for all of you, I'd like to introduce you to Bhante Sangharatana. He's been a monk, I think, since 2004. I'm trained with one of the world's leading monks, Bhante Ji, and he now resides at Bodhinyana Monastery, where Ajahn Brahm is the most senior monk. And he comes to us live from Bodhinyana Monastery tonight to join us on Zoom. Thank you very much, Bhante. I leave it over to you.
Well, thank you very much. Let me do the Namo Tassa first. And then everything will be purified. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa. Well, this being the pandemic season, it seemed especially appropriate for me to do a meditation on metta. I don't know if the other people have already done it, but there can't be too much metta, so what I thought I would do during the talk part is to explain or introduce, depending on how much metta you've done before, explain a few ways to do it, just a couple of the many ways. And then during the meditation part, what I'll do is a little bit different from what we usually do, but I will be reading some short scripts. These scripts were written by Bhante Ji and are in Mindfulness in Plain English, if you're interested in them. But I'll read those as examples of scripts that you can use yourself to guide your meditation. Now, you may be wondering, why, if we're meditating, do we need words at all? Why are we using words and that sort of thing? Well, the way something like this works is we have words at the beginning, and then we have thoughts on a little higher level, and then we have feelings at maybe a couple of different levels. And I might add that Bhante Ji has mentioned that he mentioned that feeling is actually the jhana. Well, I would say that would be the highest feeling, the highest feeling, and we can still have feeling in our heart without having quite reached the jhana. However, to do that, a lot of times to get the metta going, I know from experience and I know from what other people have said that it's not so easy to get feeling going. So what you want to do is start with something to activate the heart. Now, I've said this simile at the Armadale Meditation Group many times, but I'll repeat it again. You know, if you have an old-fashioned iron pump in the backyard, you're at a farm, you know, you have to go out there and it has a big, long iron handle. And if you want water out of this old-fashioned iron pump, I don't know if they're still using them or not, but you have to pump it. You have to pump the water up from some depth in the ground. And do you get water right away? No, you have to keep pumping it. You have to pump and pump and pump. And then finally a trickle of water starts to pump out of the nozzle into your bucket. And then finally the water starts spurting out. And then at that point you only have to move the handle a little bit up and down to keep the water flowing. Well, using words is something like that. We use the words to pump the heart pump, you know, to pump up the heart, to get the cart going, and the words are this pumping. And we use the words, and we instill them into our mind, and we keep them going as long as we need to get the heart action going. Now, it may not come right away. You know, we may have to practice metta many times before we really get this feeling going, this feeling of metta. And yet, every action that we do along those lines, every kind of meditation we do with metta, whether it's walking down the street or whether it's in our own room at home, is going to strengthen our ability to do metta and strengthen our heart, our feeling of metta in the heart. Okay, now I didn't really explain metta, did I? For those who are not familiar with the word metta, it's a Pali word that means it can be loving friendliness or loving kindness. Bhante-ji uses loving friendliness, and most people use loving kindness. Did I say both twice? But at any rate, it means love which is universal, not particular to people, not depending on your relationship to them, whether they're your sweetheart or they're your child. This isn't metta. Goes to anyone, anywhere, at any place. It's universal. And in Christianity, you may be familiar with the word agape. I believe it's pronounced a Greek word that means the same, I believe, same thing, universal love. So this is what we're attempting to engender in our heart, universal love for all beings in all places, or whoever it is you're thinking about at the time. Something tells me to break in and talk about Ajahn Jaisaro came to Bhavana. He's a Ajahn Chah monk, a very famous one, and he came to Bhavana a long time ago, and he was there for a retreat, a Thai retreat, because he can speak Thai so well. But to the people who only spoke English, he taught us a little walking meditation, which you can do, very simple. Here are the feet. He says, may I be happy. May I be happy. Or may Alistair be happy. And so on, whatever name you want. Or whatever beings you want to use it on. So that's a little walking meditation you can do, for example. Now, what I'm going to do is read some of these scripts. And let me give you the subjects here. One, coincidentally, has to do with sick people in hospitals, and then another has to do with those who are legally or illegally imprisoned, and those who are about has to do with children who are abused by adults. The next one has to do with rulers of countries. That means politicians. The next has to do with the oppressed and underprivileged. And the next has to do with those who have harmed us. And the very last one has to do with beings everywhere. So what I'll be doing is reading scripts on those, short scripts, and then I'll stop talking. And hopefully the words will be instilled enough in your mind so that some part of that can you can concentrate on and meditate on. Now, if you don't like that and it doesn't work for you, you can. There is a couple of other ways you can meditate. You can meditate by saying to yourself, "May I be happy," with your breath. Try to have it flow along with your in and out breathing. may I be happy, in breath, out breath, that sort of thing. Or may they be happy, or whoever it is you choose to give metta to. Or may all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. You can do that. That's an example of another way you can do metta. So I think I'll begin the meditation then, if that's enough of talking, unless you feel that there's a need for any other explanation of what I'm doing. No? All right. Then I'll begin with the first script. As I say, I'll read this and then I'll keep silent for a few minutes, not too long, because we want to get these all in a half hour, right? Right. May all who are in hospitals suffering from numerous sicknesses meet with peace and happiness. May they be free from pain, afflictions, depression, disappointment, anxiety, and fear. Let these thoughts of loving friendliness embrace all of them, envelop them. Let their minds and bodies be filled with the thoughts of loving kindness or loving friendliness. Now continue thinking of these thoughts. All those who are ill, those with COVID, let your loving kindness reach out to all of them in the whole world. May all those who are sick be free from pain, afflictions, depression, disappointment, anxiety, and fear. May our metta go out to all of them, those we know, those we don't know. May all beings be happy. Can they see me? Now I'll begin the second script. May all those who are imprisoned legally or illegally, all those who are in police custody anywhere in the world, meet with peace and happiness. May they be free from greed, anger, aversion, hatred, jealousy, and fear. Let their bodies and minds be filled with thoughts of loving friendliness. Let the peace and tranquility of loving friendliness or loving kindness pervade their entire bodies and minds. Once again, those are all those who are imprisoned legally or illegally. All those in police custody. May our metta go to all of those imprisoned people. Direct your thoughts to all those prisoners in the world, whether they be legally imprisoned or illegally imprisoned. Let our thoughts of loving kindness go out to all of them. At the same time, continue watching the breath, the in-out breath. May all these beings be happy, all those who we've thought of as prisoners, imprisoned legally or illegally. May our loving kindness go out to all of them, anywhere in the world. Now I'll go on to the next script. May all children abused by adults in numerous ways meet with peace and happiness. May they be filled with thoughts of loving friendliness, compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity. May they be gentle. May they be relaxed. May their hearts become soft. May their words be pleasing to others. May they be free from fear, tension, anxiety, worry, and restlessness. Again, may all the children abused by adults in numerous ways meet with peace and happiness. Let us send our loving kindness, our loving friendliness to all these children abused by adults and in pain, recovering. Let our loving friendliness go out to them. May we send love and kindness to all these children. Continue following your breath in and out. Now I'll go to the next script, which has to do with rulers and politicians. May all rulers be gentle, kind, generous, and compassionate. May they have understanding of the oppressed, the underprivileged, the discriminated against, and the poverty-stricken. May their hearts melt at the suffering of the unfortunate citizens in their countries. Let these thoughts of loving friendliness embrace them, envelop them. Let every cell, let every drop of blood, every atom, every molecule of their entire bodies and minds be charged with thoughts of friendliness. Let the peace and tranquility of loving friendliness, loving kindness, pervade their entire beings. Let all these politicians and rulers in the world, all the kings and potentates, may they all be gentle, kind, and generous. And let our loving kindness go out to all of them and to all their subjects and citizens. Again, may those oppressed and underprivileged, the poverty-stricken, and those discriminated against meet with peace and happiness. May they be free from pain, afflictions, depression, disappointment, anxiety, and fear. May all of them in all directions, all around the universe, be well, happy, and at peace. May they have the patience, courage, and understanding and determination to meet and overcome the inevitable difficulties, problems, and failures in life. May these thoughts of loving friendliness and loving kindness embrace all of them, envelop them. May their minds and bodies be filled with thoughts of loving friendliness. May all of these oppressed and discriminated against, may they meet with peace and happiness and let us send our loving feelings of loving kindness to all of them. Let our hearts be open, and let the loving kindness in our hearts flow to all of these oppressed peoples. May we send thoughts and feelings of loving kindness to all the downtrodden, to all the oppressed, to all those less fortunate than ourselves. May their hearts be filled with happiness and loving kindness to all other beings. And the next script, may all those who have harmed us be free from greed, anger, aversion, hatred, jealousy, and fear. Let these thoughts of loving friendliness embrace them, envelop them. Let every cell, every drop of blood, every atom, every molecule of their entire bodies and minds be charged with thoughts of friendliness. Let them relax their bodies. Let them relax their minds. Let peace and tranquility pervade their entire being. May all those we consider our enemies be well, happy, and peaceful. Let us send our thoughts of loving kindness to all of these people we consider our adversaries. May all people we consider our enemies, may they all be filled with peace and happiness. May our thoughts of loving kindness go out to them. May we overcome our dislike, our hatreds, jealousies, and other negative emotions towards these beings. Now the last script. May all beings everywhere of every shape and form, with two legs, four legs, many legs, or no legs, born or coming to birth, in this realm or in the next, have happy minds. May no one deceive another nor despise anyone anywhere. May no one wish harm to another. Toward all living beings, may I cultivate a boundless heart, above, below, and all around, unobstructed, without hatred or resentment. May all beings be released from suffering and attain to perfect peace. Keep these thoughts in your mind and continue meditating and sending out radiating loving kindness, and continue watching your breath in and out. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. Now these scripts can be done for any length of time. We only did them tonight for a short time for each one as examples. They're examples. You can write your own scripts or figure out your own things to think, to send and beings to send meditation and loving kindness to. Or you can take them from this book. And now I want to mention another most traditional way of doing loving kindness. And there again, each of these categories can be done for a few minutes or for a whole hour, as long as you like. And you start out, these are the different categories of beings. The first is yourself. For without loving kindness towards yourself, you won't be able to work up enough, you won't be able to get the pump going enough to really send out to other people. So the first one is to send loving kindness to yourself. May I be happy. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. The second one is what's called a mentor, somebody who is your teacher. It might be Ajahn Brahm or any other teacher. Somebody you consider one who has helped you in the world and helped you spiritually in particular. That is your mentor, and send that being loving friendliness. The next one is a good friend. Not someone you're related to necessarily at all. Not a relative, not your child, not your sweetheart. This is universal loving kindness, but a good friend. The next category is a neutral person, someone you may see and you may have seen for a long period of time, but you have no particular feelings for one way or the other. Someone at work, you may see them go by in the hall, or they may work in the same shop as you do, but you really don't know them and have no feelings towards them. Send that person loving kindness. Send all beings that you don't know, as well as those you know, loving kindness. Now the last one is very important, and we touched on it a little bit a few minutes ago. If you have any enemies, any adversaries, it's very important to send them loving kindness. If you can't do that, if you can't overcome the obstacle of sending loving kindness to people who are your enemy, then you won't be able to make progress, and you won't be able to attain jhana even. But certainly you won't be able to make a lot of progress without overcoming that last hurdle, that last obstacle. Send your enemies loving friendliness, and wish that their hearts be filled with loving friendliness, so that there is no reason for all of these beings to have enmity between them, each other. And now we will have a Q&A session. So if there are, I don't know how technically this works, so I'll have to leave it in the hands of the technician and Rachel.
Bhante, what happens is that everybody can unmute their microphones and speak to you. Can you actually see each person?
Yeah, at the top.
I can see small images of them, yes.
So I don't know if you have the chance to, or your assistant has the chance to click speak of you, because then you would see who is asking a question. I don't know if that is possible, but what I might do is...
Yeah, it is on speak of you.
Sorry?
It is on speak of you.
It is on speak of you. Okay. So if you've got a question, this just might be easier for Bhante. Can you just put your hand up first? And I'll take one at a time, because last time we had people talking over the top of each other. So just let me know if you've got a question, and then I'll take it in order so Bhante knows what's happening. Anybody got a question? Catherine has a question.
Lord Avante, thank you very much for the meditation tonight. I'd be interested to hear your views on the relationship between Samatha meditation and Vipassana meditation and the interrelationship between them.
Thank you. So I'll attempt to answer the question. And I see an image of you. I see a full screen of you. So it is like I'm seeing someone. You've really thrown me a difficult question. But I'll quote Ajahn Brahm. I don't know where exactly, but he said that, you know, and we say here very often, there's no disconnection between samatha and vipassana. No matter where it's written that there is, and no matter who teaches that there's a large gulf between them, the two are connected, interconnected to such an extent that they belong together. You can't have one without the other. You have to have one and the other. You can't have samatha without vipassana. And you can't really have vipassana until you go the whole route of the Noble Eightfold Path into samatha. Does that help at all? Thank you.
Thank you. I was muted, but yes.
Anybody else got a question? Mante, maybe I could ask you, for people who are new to you, you have a lovely story about Bhante Ji and the child at the airport.
Oh, yes.
Could you tell us that story again, please, for those who haven't heard it?
I'll tell all of it that I remember. Bhante Ji, especially when he was a bit younger, used to travel a lot. I don't know how much of he's traveling now, but he used to fly all over the world. And so he spent a great amount of time in airports, as you can imagine. And one time he's relating, I think he was in an airport, I don't remember where it was, but he was, instead of sleeping, he was sitting up with his legs crossed on one of the couches. And he was meditating. And certainly he was doing meditation. And he had seen a little girl, maybe 4 years old, I'm guessing at the age, walking by and before. So he was a little bit familiar with this little girl. And as he was meditating, he had his eyes closed and suddenly felt these little arms around his neck, these little hands reaching around his neck from behind and holding him very tight. And so he opened his eyes and found out that it was the little girl hugging him and holding him. And so he said, "Little girl," after he had made sure what was going on, he saw the mother in the standing in the distance, trying to get the little girl to come to her.